For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Hello, it's the Reading Bug again. Today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is brought to you by Brightly. Brightly was founded by a team of bookworms and parents as a resource to help moms, dads, and educators grow lifelong readers. And that's why we love it! At Brightly, they believe reading has the power to illuminate kids' lives, and they are passionate about making it a little easier and a lot more fun for parents and educators to raise children who love to read. Please support our sponsor and visit Brightly today at readbrightly.com.
Hello, reader. We're here for another episode of Reading Bug Adventures. Thanks so much for joining me. Reading Bug Adventures is created, written, produced, and performed by The Reading Bug, our family-owned children's bookstore. You can find us online at thereadingbug.com, and be sure to visit readingbugbox.com to learn all about our personalized subscription box service. The holidays are just around the corner, and Reading Bug Box is a perfectly personalized gift for any child. We have a very special episode of Reading Bug Adventures for you today, performed live at our bookstore in front of an audience of Reading Bug Adventures fans. But before we begin, I need to say a few quick thank yous. Our podcast is mixed and mastered by Resonate Recordings and made possible by our sponsors and listeners like you. To learn more about how you can help support us, visit our page at patreon.com. Hello to our newest patrons, Audrey and Emily from California, and Octavia from California. We're really excited to share this special live episode with you. Thanks to all our patrons for your support. And finally, we love creativity and enthusiasm in children's podcasting, and we want to introduce you to some friends of ours. We're members of Kids Listen, an organization that supports high-quality podcasting for kids. When you're done here, we encourage you to visit other Kids Listen members, like our friends at the Girl Tales podcast for awesome and empowering takes on fairy tales, and our friends at Just Us Weirdos, a family-oriented serial story podcast about kids who have weird superpowers and how they learn to use them together. Okay, reader, are you ready to adventure with me and the Reading Bug? Like I said, this is a live episode, so you may hear a few things you're not used to hearing on our other adventures. First, you'll hear other people on the adventure with us. Please sing along with them, just like you're in the audience, too. Second, with an audience of small children, like we see at our story times every day, you may also hear fussing, crying, talking, toys, and other noises. Enjoy them. It's part of what makes this episode fun, and we're excited to share our live experience with you. I think it's time to get going on this latest wacky mixed-up adventure, don't you? Then what are we waiting for? Let's fly! It's time for a Reading Bug Adventure live episode!
It's a Reading Bug Adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
We're about ready to get started. Is everybody ready for a Reading Bug adventure? Okay, so if you've been listening at home, you know that you need to use your imaginations. So here we're going to do the same thing. We're going to sit and you're going to use your imaginations through the whole story. Can you do that for me? All right. It's time for a Reading Bug adventure. Let's flap our bug wings. And let's fly. Everyone, if you know the words, sing along with me. Ready?
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. So grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Very, very good. I am very impressed. So many of you knew the words to that song. All right, I promised you an adventure, but you know, I'm just not sure where the Reading Bug could be. Have you seen her?
Have you?
Yeah.
You have?
Right there.
Oh, she's right there.
Yeah.
Where is she?
Yeah. Right there.
Where is she?
Yeah.
Right behind
that curtain.
Oh!
Lauren, hi, I'm here. We've got a really big problem.
Hello. What are you guys doing here?
Yeah. Reading bug. Yeah. Don't be silly. It's a party, remember? We invited them here. Now, what were you saying about a really big problem?
Hey, Mommy.
Hi!
What?
I know!
I'm afraid we've got a slight change in plans, everyone. Reading Bug, do you want to tell everyone what's happened?
Well, I got a little carried away when I was getting ready for the party. I put all of my favorite books into my book bag to share with you. Want to see what I brought?
Okay. This is our special book bag. Has anyone seen this bag before at story time? Yeah. We've got How I Became a Pirate. Mermaid School. A Place for Pluto. That's a brand new one. I'm very excited about that. And Cowgirl Kate and Coco. Those are excellent books, Reading Bug. Do you want to tell everyone what the problem is?
Well, with all these books about different times and places, things seem to have gotten a little confused. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to sort things out. Hey, I've got an idea. Do you all want to come with me?
What a great idea! Do you want to come?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Oh, but would it be dangerous? Pirates? Yeah. Outer space? Wild West? We ran into a lot of dangerous people and situations in our season one adventure.
It could get dangerous, sure. But I know you can do it.
What do you think, readers? Do you want to join the Reading Bug in adventure who knows where?
Yes.
Okay. We're in. But just like we do on every adventure, I think it's important that we take a bit of time to make sure we're all stretched out, full of energy, and ready to tackle any challenge that might come our way. So, can you all stand up with me? Wiggle those fingers and toes. And just like in story time at the morning, in the mornings at the Reading Bug, wiggle your hands way up over your head. We're gonna stretch up high and touch the sky. We'll crouch down low and wiggle our toes. Swing your arms from side to side. And now we're ready to go. Are you ready? We're gonna do that with the music. Here we go.
Stretch up high, touch the sky. Crouch down low and wiggle your toes. Swing your arms from side to side. Now we're ready to go.
One more time.
Stretch up high, touch the sky, crouch down low and wiggle your toes. Swing your arms from side to side. Now we're ready to go.
Very good! The kids did a great job reaching their toes. I'm not sure about some of us grown-ups up here, but...
Great job, everyone. Those stretches really helped, didn't they? I do feel wonderful, stretched out and full of energy for our adventure.
Me too. So what are we waiting for? Let's get going!
We're off on a mission to outer space. Or maybe we'll end up in another place. Like a pirate ship or a cattle run. Wherever we go, it's sure to be fun.
The Reading Bug is opening up her book bag. It's growing bigger and bigger. Big enough to fit us all inside. And look, use your imaginations. There are pictures and lights and words swirling all around in there from all the amazing books that the Reading Bug brought with her. Look inside that bag. How odd! I see pirates riding ponies, a scarecrow sailing the seven seas, and cowboys on the moon. Something tells me we're in for a wild ride. I can't wait any longer. Everyone, flap your bug wings. And fly! We're gonna hop three times, ready?
One, two, three.
And we'll all be transported through time and space. And don't forget to sing our song when we jump into our book bag. Are you ready?
One hop, two hops, three hops, and we're in!
go. Let's jump inside our book bag. A million nightmares, imaginations run away. What's in our book bag? Our trusty book bag. What will we learn about today? Oh my, look what's happening, reader. The lights are flashing. The pictures and words are circling all around us. Can you move your bodies like this?
Whoa!
Where are we going, Reading Bug? We're spinning through the air. Up and down. Left and right. Side to side. I can't tell which way is up anymore, can you?
Whoa!
Hold on tight. I think we're bouncing around between the Reading Bug stories. Whoa! That was a really rough trip, wasn't it? I think we finally landed. The only question is, where? Where do you think we've landed? Anyone have any ideas? You ran around like a ladybug. Yes, you did. Okay. Yikes! There could be anything on the other side of this book bag. I am not sure I want to peek my head out. Reading Bug, maybe you could stick your tiny head out of the bag and see where we are.
Me? Oh. Okay, here I go. Oh, wow, look where we landed. One of my very favorite spots. Come on out, everyone, it's safe.
Okay, here we go. Everyone ready to get out? Let's climb out of the book bag together. Here we go.
Here we go.
Whoa! Look, we're on the beach in Hawaii. There's sand and water around us. And I can almost taste the salty sea air, but where are all the people? Last time we visited Hawaii, there were people scattered all over this beach. Now there's no one at all. Where have they gone? Psst. Reading Bug, did you hear that?
No.
Hey!
There's definitely someone else here. And I think they're trying to get our attention. I think that sound was coming from behind that beach shack over there on our left. Let's sneak over and see who it is. Can you tiptoe with me?
Hey! Yeah, your dad last right there. Someone here. It's me, Cookie.
And me, Billy.
Quit your yapping, boy. We gotta get these adventurers hidden and fast before you know who gets back. Lauren, Reading Bug, everyone, get yourselves behind this shack with us now.
Cookie, Billy, hi. It's so good to see you, but what are you doing in Hawaii?
Are you deaf? Get behind the shack and shush now.
No, it sounds like there's something or someone very nasty nearby. We better do what Cookie says and hide behind the shack. Hurry, follow me.
It's good to see y'all too, but we're in real danger. You see, there was a great big flash of light and everything shook. And next thing I know, I'm here on this din-dang beach with Billy. And things got even stranger from there.
But just hang tight with us. Y'all done and saved me from the raging river. It's my turn to protect y'all now.
Protect us, Billy? What are you protecting us from?
Oh, what is that smell?
It's him.
Yar! Well, shiver me timbers if this ain't the nicest port we've ever run into. The gods must be smiling on Blackbeard and his crew. I don't even remember sailing here. The skies flashed and the sea shook, and we was right here on this magnificent isle. There's bound to be an abundance of booty here for the taking.
Raw booty for taking.
That's right, my poopsie whoopsie. Where's me crew?
Right behind you, Captain.
Yo-ho, don't sneak up on me like that. Sing me a little song to calm my nerves, why don't ye?
Okay, Captain, here goes. Everyone sing along.
Yo-ho,
yo-ho. A pirate's life for me. Yo-ho, yo-ho, I love the bright blue sea.
We never a prisoner, yippee-yay, but Loomy, Loomy's all he'll say.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Wait, did they just say Loomy?
Okay, okay, quiet down, you lot. Bring the prisoner here.
Loomy!
You're really starting to get on my nerves with all that loomy, loomy, loomy. Just show me where the booty is buried on this large stretch of beach and I promise I'll let you go. Else it's Davy's locker for ye.
Loomy! Loomy!
We've got to do something. Blackbeard doesn't realize that Loomy Lumi doesn't speak our language.
You know that little guy?
Oh, yes. That's Lumi. He's from the moon.
The moon? Well, dagnabbit, and I thought your clothes were strange. Well, any friend of y'all's is a friend of mine. And mine.
But if we're gonna make a daring rescue, we're gonna need a plan first. What do you got?
What if we snuck out there, trick Blackbeard's parrot, Captain Flint, into chasing us, and use the distraction to rescue poor little Lumi?
Great idea, Reading Bug. But we already tried that once, and I'm not sure Captain Flint would fall for it again.
What if we ran at them full speed on our horses, scooped up your little moon friend, and galloped off with him?
That's also a good idea, Cookie, but I don't see any horses for us to ride anywhere.
True. True.
Hey, what's that noise? The shack here is shaking.
What's going on?
You're right, Billy. The whole shack is shaking and there's a funny noise and light coming out from under the door. If it doesn't stop soon, Blackbeard and his motley crew of pirates is bound to hear it. Come this way and find all of us. And something tells me he won't be pleased to see us again. What do you think?
Look, the light and noise have stopped.
But the door of the shack is opening.
Ladies and bugs, you stand back. Let me deal with whoever or whatever is coming out of there.
Maybe it's a lion from Africa. Or some super strong ants. As crazy as this adventure has been, it could be anything. What do you think is behind the door? What do you think? A lion? What else? I don't know. I think we're about to find out.
Here they come. Lauren, Reading Bug, is that you? What in the galaxy are you doing here? Who are all these reader friends that you brought with you?
It's Alara Page, the NASA astronaut from our outer space adventure.
How good to see you.
But we're in hiding. There's a dangerous pirate outside making problems for all of us.
I know. I heard all about what's happened from Lumi's mom on the trip over. After Lumi was captured, Lumi's mom didn't know what to do, so she came to find me. And the two of us traveled back here for a daring rescue.
Wait, you mean that Lumi's mom is here too?
That is right, my friends. Hello. I am so happy to see you once again. You already returned my Lumi to me once, for which I am forever grateful. I don't know how Lumi and I ended up here. The moon gave a tremendous shake, and the next thing I knew, I was on this beach, and Lumi was being taken by those humans you call he-rats. I need to ask for help rescuing my Lumi once again.
Of course we'll help, won't we, everyone?
Should we rescue Lumi?
Yes!
Hey, did you hear that, Captain Flint?
Oh, no! Shh! I think Blackbeard and his pirate crew may have heard us. Quickly, we need to think of a plan.
Let me at this pirate bully. What kind of meanie picks on poor little lost aliens? I'd like to send him and his squawking bird all the way to Mars.
I don't know what you're saying, lady, but I like the way you think.
Hey, wait a second. What did you just say, Alara?
What? That I'd love to boot that pirate all the way to Mars?
Yes, that's it. How did you and Lumi's mom get here anyway? We heard some strange noises and saw a bunch of flashing lights coming from the beach shack before you came out the door.
Oh, that's my spaceship. Once Lumi's mom found me, we raced here as fast as we could by interplanetary spacecraft. There was a great big shake and a flash of light, and ever since, things have been a little off. And you know how I struggle with car traffic. So zipping here on a spaceship seemed pretty normal, all things considered.
A spaceship? Right inside the shack?
Exactly!
I think I've got an idea then.
I like it.
Okay then, quickly, follow my lead. Hey, you stinky green tooth pirate! Over here!
Stinky pirate? That's not very nice.
But it's true.
Who said that?
It's me, Lauren, and the Reading Bug, and I've got a whole crew of readers with us, don't we?
That's right!
I know ye. But I thought you were swimming with the sharks. How did ye escape?
Never mind that. Do you want to find some buried treasure on this beach or not? Because we all know exactly where to look for it.
Yes, and trust me, this booty is better than any you've ever found. In fact, it is out of this world.
Yar! You're singing beautiful music with all your talk of booty.
Beautiful booty, beautiful booty.
Not so fast, Blackbeard. We need something in return first. Hand over our friend Lumi.
Lumi, Lumi, Lumi!
This little guy? Sure, no problem. Only thing he says is Lumi anyway.
Lumi, Lumi, Lumi!
Oh, my darling Lumi, you are safe now. Do not worry.
Not so fast. He promised me treasure. Where is it?
Oh, of course. We never try to trick you, Blackbeard.
Your treasure is waiting just inside this shack here. You're going to want to bring your whole crew with you, though. There's a lot of treasure. An astronomical amount, you might say.
Astro-nom-nom-cool. I don't know what that language is you're speaking, but it sounds good to me. Hurry, men, into the shack.
Rock, into the shack, into the shack.
There they go, into the shack and into the spaceship. Quickly, Cookie, Billy, close the door now.
Hey, what's going on? Sure is dark in here. I can't see my hand in front of my face, let alone any booty.
We've been tricked.
Oh no, my lovey-dovey, we're trapped. We're stuck in here.
Aw, oh, Cap'n, I love you too. Don't worry, I'll hold your hand.
I was talking to me parrot, not you. Captain Flint, Captain Flint, where are ye?
Great work, everyone.
There's only one thing left to do. Can anyone guess?
You are right, very good. We're going to count down from 10 and blast off. Are you ready to count backwards with me? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off!
Goodbye, you mean old pirates. Enjoy the trip to Mars.
Bye, pirates! Bye, pirates!
We did it! Reading Bug, Cookie, Billy, Alara, Lumi's mom, and all of you. We couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much for your help. It was wonderful seeing you all again, but I'm afraid we need to get back home and set things right here. Lumi, you belong back on the moon. And Cookie and Billy, you need to get back to the Wild West. Everyone, let's hop back into the book bag and get everyone back into their own stories.
Here we go.
And we can hop.
One hop, two hop, three hops,
and we're in. Everybody sing along.
Had a big adventure.
Billy, Alara, and Lumi and his mom are all back in their own stories. And even the pirates are back sailing the seven seas. And we're back here, right where we started, at the Reading Bug Bookstore. Great work on our adventure today. You were brave and creative and all worked together as part of a team. And before our adventure ends today, I'd like to have you all join me in singing one last song. It's a new one we're introducing in season two. Are you ready? Here it goes!
You're a reader, you're a leader, you're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could write a book or fly a plane, build a house with a giant crane. Whatever you do, one thing will be true.
One more verse.
It's a reading bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The reading bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Thanks for listening to our live adventure. I'll begin playing coloring music in just a minute. And while you get ready to do some beautiful illustrations of all the things we saw on our trip today, I have a few people to thank. Today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures was sponsored by Brightly. Visit them today at readbrightly.com.
Ooh, Brightly is a great website. There are articles that help me find new books to read and great reading tips for moms and dads.
That's right. There's also articles on books for us grown-ups, teaching resources, and so much more. Brightly is a wonderful resource to help moms, dads, and educators grow lifelong readers.
That's a mission we can definitely get behind. Visit Brightly today at readbrightly.com.
Absolutely. Thank you for partnering with us on this important adventure, Brightly. And thanks to our individual sponsors as well. If you're interested in becoming a patron, visit our page at patreon.com and learn about how you can support Reading Bug Adventures and get exclusive music downloads, content, goodies, and more. Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story written by Brandon Savage. This episode was performed by the whole team, Chloe, Brandon, Riley, Diane, John, and Caitlin Savage, Rob DeCruz, Shannon, Dan, Matthew, and Jason Shern, Heather McDill, and of course, me. Original music was written and performed by me, Ross Gruet, and Alexa Thanos. Sound mixing and mastery was by Resonate Recordings. The Reading Bug is our family-owned independent children's bookstore in California, and we're passionate about educating, entertaining, and engaging children of all ages. Learn more about us at thereadingbug.com and our personalized subscription box service at readingbugbox.com. Thank you!
Thank you.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.